Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
I grew up in a very highly dysfunctional home, not Christian at all, and had to kind of find my way through my early years of pretty much making it on my own and going through the drug culture and the whole growing up in the surf culture. And at that point began a journey of finding my way home and trying to spend my time now helping other girls get to that place. Surfing USA.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, growing up in a dysfunctional home, Christina Damari never thought much about God. Instead, she used to head to the beach to escape her father's alcoholic outburst and her mother's physical and emotional abuse. Well, her love of the ocean continued into her adult years when she became a wife and a mother who also placed her faith and trust in God. Well, today, Christina Damari combines her heart for God and her passion to minister to young women with her love for the ocean. And during the next half hour, I'm going to continue my conversation with this self-described ocean star as we discuss developing a heart that is designed to shine for God. So stay with us for Homeward.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh, encouraging you to follow APU on social media. You can follow Homeward there too. Facebook, Twitter. As a matter of fact, we have an iTunes account. APU President John Wallace has a video blog at youtube.com/user/university relations. You can just search for him on iTunes U, and you can find that. And they're very informative, and John's a great communicator, so we highly recommend that you check those out on iTunes U for APU. Now, today on the program, part two of Jim's continuing conversation with author and speaker Christina Damari. She has a powerful testimony and a deep love for the ocean, and God has combined all of those together in developing a heart that's designed to shine. Here's part two of that discussion right now.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. I am delighted to have Christina Damari with us. It's a continuing conversation. We're talking about developing a heart that's designed to shine. She's a speaker, a writer who has a passion to help others pursue God's unique design in their lives. And if you didn't hear this last time, it's an amazing story. She started a ministry called Design to Shine to reach out to women, young and old, and help them follow their God-given dreams. She's married to Michael. She's been married for over 19 years. They have two teenage sons, Jake and Trevor. She's the author of Ocean Star, and it's a true story of a heart lost and a heart found. Christina, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
I've been anxious for our listeners to hear. If they didn't hear last time, it's an incredible story. But for those who didn't hear it, I want you to kind of give us the, you know, the 1 minute Reader's Digest version of your pain of childhood and how that really has helped you form your new ministry called Design to Shine.
I grew up in a very highly dysfunctional home where father and mother situation, not Christian at all, and had to kind of find my way through my early years of pretty much making it on my own and going through the drug culture and the whole growing up in the surf culture and finding my way to college, where I was able to be introduced to Christ. And at that point began a journey of finding my way home and becoming the star that God has designed me to be. And now I'm trying to spend my time now helping other girls get to that place.
Right. Now, growing up, you mentioned it. You grew up in an amazingly abusive home. You and your siblings kind of had a motto, never look back. But basically, you had to come to a point where, in some ways, you had to look back in order to move forward and become this person who really was designed to shine, and you are a shining light now.
Yes. I think there's a fine line between remembering and forgetting and what to do with all that. And I did get to a point when I was an adult, and we all do. I think when you grow up and kind of you go through different experiences in your life, and in order to fully learn from them, you do have to kind of process through. And I got to a point, especially for a woman growing up without a mother, as I started having my children, that's when it really hit me. As like, I love my kids so much. Like, it started really hitting me that I really missed something. And so God began to prompt me to take some time and turn around and look back and see, you know, where have you come from? And I began that process of being able to go back and really heal from some of the hurts of my past and let God really bring complete healing there so I could move forward fully free.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I've said this to people for years, but sometimes before freedom comes pain, and you have to look at the pain and face the pain so that you can get to that spot of freedom where you're at now, making a big difference. Now, getting back to your story, as you dug through your family's past, you learned something about your dad that absolutely shocked you. In the previous conversation, we were talking about him drinking. He died of a fatal heart attack. He was abusive to your mom. But you had the shock of the century when you kind of found out what really had taken place in his life when actually before you were born.
Right. I had, when I got to the point as an adult where it was just like, oh, okay, I finally made it to a safe place. It was like, okay, I'm going to take some time to turn around and, you know, really look at why that was all such a mess to try to clear it out. And I did go back to San Francisco and I became a little detective and just went back and just started asking a lot of questions and found out that through a string of events and conversations that there were some possible things going on with my father early on. And nobody would come out and say it. You know, it was just like, oh, well, he was in trouble. And, oh, well, it was in the paper. And, you know, I was at different interviews. And so I was like, okay, he was in trouble. It was in the paper. I'm like, okay. So I went to the library, went through microfiche, and finally dug up what he was in trouble. And he had been arrested for child molestation before I was even born. And so that became, you know, that really became the key piece to my puzzle of really understanding why everything was so bad all the way through and understanding the torment that was really going on in him and my mother and why she checked out and why, you know, just in our family, it was just such a
But even
a
situation
scene.
Like that, I mean, your family didn't talk about it. It was this, you know, elephant in the room that nobody
talked
about.
Totally swept under the carpet.
So your dad is drinking, so he's obviously medicating his pain.
Yes.
And trying to make that go away. You see so many people who are either convicted for that or who, you know, have been involved in any kind of, you know, abusive situation. They a lot of times will go to alcohol or go to drugs to try to medicate their pain. So,
yes.
So you must have felt shaken. You must have felt disgusted.
Yes.
And yet by this time you're a Christian walking with God.
Yeah. It helped me. I feel like true healing comes when truth is able to shine a light into the darkness. Right. And so for me at that point, that was a truth that God needed to bring into my awareness so that I can really see what was, you know, really going on. And then also for me to understand how it affected other people that I did know that were victims at the hands of my father. And so that also helped me dive into more research and realizing that one of every four girls in the country today have been physically abused by either somebody in their family, someone at church, someone at school. I mean, it's one out of every four across the board in America
today.
Right,
I mean, 80% of child molestations, sexual abuse are done between people that somebody knows, typically they love and trust.
Yes, and so for me, I had to, you know, really look at the truth of the situation in our own family and look at that, but then it also helped empower me to realize how many girls are affected by this and then be able to equip myself with the workshops that I'm doing now with the girls in order to help them be healed from experiences that they may have gone through.
That's a powerful testimony and a great witness. And we're so blessed to have time in studio today with Christina DeMari here on the Homeward Broadcast. You're listening to a conversation with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. We actually found out about Christina's ministry through Jim's wife, Kathy, who said, wow, I've been reading these books. I've seen this website. You've got to check this out. And so, Kathy, thank you for the recommendation. We hope you're enjoying this. If you missed any part of it, remember, you can access all of our audio online. We stream it at homeward.com, and there's no subscription for that. We're a listener-supported ministry, and we appreciate your prayers and faithful financial support. And part of what that support goes to help underwrite is the fact that you don't have to be a member of any sort of club to get a special access. Just go to homeward.com, hit the radio broadcast button, and you'll see our 60-second short feature, this half-hour daily program, our one-hour weekend edition of the program as well. Check it all out online at homeward.com. And now let's return to Dr. Jim Burns' conversation with Christina DeMari. Here's the conclusion of our program on developing a heart that's designed to shine here on Homeward.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Developing a heart That's Designed to Shine is what we're talking about. Christina DeMari with us. She's a speaker, a writer. She has written a great book called Ocean Star. It's a true story of being lost and then found, and it's a pretty compelling story. I mean, it kind of would make a pretty amazing movie. She is also the leader of a great ministry called Designed to Shine. It's to reach out to women, young and old, and help them follow their God-given dreams. Christina, I'm oftentimes not speechless, but I'm kind of, as you were going through this, I'm like, wow. I mean, I just want you to keep telling the story. One of the things that you did say after you had kind of found out that your dad was actually charged of child molestation, and, you know, that's a whole complete story in itself, but you learn that there are times where you go back into the pit and you clean it out. There's other times where you use the word, you move on and you get over it. I want you to talk about knowing how to distinguish between the two, because sometimes you do. You have to go in and clean it out. You went back and found out information about your dad. It made sense to you now. It was beginning to make sense. Yes. There's other times when you just have to say, look, I'm just going to move on. I mean, how do you distinguish between the two?
I feel personally like as we're walking with God, He and we let Him lead. He's the one that kind of sets the pace for that. And if we're paying attention, then... and we're willing to follow Him wherever that He will lead and show the way. Because I wasn't ready before that, but I was ready when He said, follow me. And He was heading straight for that pit. And there was nothing that I could do but follow Him. And so I think that, you know, as we're willing to let God come in and shine His light in us, that He will bring about those circumstances. It's hard to say because I want everybody to go back, you know, if He's leading there. But, at the same time, it is hard. And I just want the girls and the women that do have things to deal with in their past to take the time and not be afraid to go back. Because yeah. I think most people, it's fear that keeps them like, oh, I'm going to get stuck there. It's going to be so hard. It's going to overwhelm me. I'm going to have, you know, it's going to be too much. Yeah. But it really isn't if you go with Christ, because He is our counselor and He leads little by little by little. And He heals us piece by piece by piece. It's not one big thing and then you're done. It's a journey that you go on with Him.
Right.
And if we allow Him to lead, then He's the one that knows how to put it together. And so that's what I encourage the girls to do, is just really stay close to Him and let Him be the guide.
You know, one of the phrases that I underlined that you said was, pain that isn't acknowledged takes up space. And that's really true. If we don't acknowledge it, it's just going to take up space, and then it comes out in weird ways. Maybe as a married person, it comes out, you know, anger at your spouse, and you don't even know why it came out like that.
Exactly. And if we can let God go in and clean all that out, then we're like a vessel that is now free for Him to fill it up with Himself.
Right.
And then He's hopefully, the fruit of the Spirit is more what comes out of our life.
That's neat. Now, God's grace has meant quite a bit to you during your life. Give us some examples of how you have particularly felt His power and its presence, the whole idea of grace.
I really feel like from back in the very beginning of my life, even when I did not know Him, when I went back and even looked through my past, I was able to see, you know, He was with me here and He was with me here. And, you know, I began to see His hand on my life through my journey. And His grace, really, I mean, basically, grace is like His unmerited favor. And I feel like I have not deserved anything for the life that I have now. I mean, honestly, I can't even talk about that. But He has taken my star and made it whole. And that is grace. I mean, that is, you don't deserve this, but I am going to come and be the bright morning star for you and show you how to find your way home. I mean, I'm going to leave heaven and come to earth, and I'm going to give my life for you. That is just grace. He has given every bit of Himself for me.
Isn't it interesting? Because, you know, it's been years for you in terms of making your commitment to Christ, but yet when we talk about grace, there's still, you know, your eyes are moistening. Your voice, you know, has an edge to it. And it grace doesn't get old, does it?
No, and walking with Him doesn't.
No.
That's the thing. It's just, I just want all the girls that I'm able to shine for just to be encouraged more than anything to just walk closely with the Lord. And He's the one that keeps us from falling. He's the one that helps us hold on to Him when storms come. I mean, life is not easy. Even when we come to Him and we feel whole, we don't know when the next storm is going to come. We have to, just like the starfish holds on to its rock so it's not washed up on shore, we have to hold on to Christ. And that just keeps us fresh and keeps His Spirit flowing through us.
Well, now, not only do you run a great ministry Designed to Shine and you've written, but you're also an artist. And I think I probably first encountered you, not having any idea it was you, but, you know, we hang out at these surf shops because of where we live and who we are and whatnot. And so my wife was buying these greeting cards she still buys these greeting cards, and sometimes there'll be words. And I know you were in San Diego visiting your sister. You know, you're on the beach, and you know, you wrote words like dream, believe, you know, look up, you know, ride your wave, go the distance. And yeah. In some ways, that kind of became, at first, you know, you kind of started making these greeting cards. Talk about that.
Well, I actually had just finished writing Ocean Star, and my editor, I was surfing, and my editor called. I was on the beach, and she's like, we got so many themes going on here. Like, I want you to narrow it down to 10 things you want to say, and then tell me the one you want to say the most. So that's when I had a starfish with me. That's a whole nother story. But I picked it up and began to write. Okay, what do I want to say to all these readers that are going to read my story? I want to say, believe, dream, look up, ride your wave, go the distance. And I just started writing all these words, and I got all these visitors from that were walking up and down the beach kind of coming and asking me what I was doing. And this one lady and man, and they were probably like 80 years old, and they were older, like grandma and grandpa, and they just were like so mesmerized by what I was doing. And I told them about my dream. At that point, Design to Shine was just a dream in my mind. And I was like, well, I'm writing my story, and just writing, you know, what I want to say in it. And one day, you know, I hope to be back on this beach and doing workshops for girls. And I just had this whole dream, and I was sharing them with this elderly couple. And the lady just got real pointed with me. And she's like, well, I know you just need to take pictures of these little words you're writing, make little greeting cards out of them, and use the back of that card to share your dream. And I was like, that's a great idea. And so I have a couple friends who own a surf shop. So I played around with it and gave it to them, and they sold them all. And they're like, make some more. And so I did. And that's how it started. That started 5 years ago. And now they're sold in almost every major beach community in the country, all over the Caribbean islands. In no Christian settings, they're sold in surf shops, beach stores, high-end resorts, all over the place. But what that has done for me is, I am not a good fundraiser kind of person. Mm-hmm. And in order for me to do my dream, I would need funds. But I'm not, you know, I didn't want to go that route of doing all what you have to do to do what, you know, all that fundraising and stuff. So I prayed and asked God to give me favor with this. And if he would use this as a way to build up the storehouse, that I would just let it continually flow out reach the girls. When it's done.
That's neat. Now, in August of 2005, you decided to pursue your dream of opening workshops. You mentioned it, you know, on the beach for women called Design to Shine. And at the end of every workshop, you gave each girl a pearl. I want you to talk about the workshops and then why you gave them that pearl.
Okay. In the workshops, I have 6 lessons that I teach the girls. I teach them how to define their dreams, how to realize that they are a star that's been circled by God for a purpose, to travel with a supportive pod of friends, to learn to exchange gifts with God, to become a pearl for other girls, and then to ultimately ride the wave of God's dream for their life. But I end it with giving them a pearl, because my dream in all of this is that girls of all ages will become a pearl for other girls. Mm. And in Your Design to Shine, I wrote it so that each girl gets a workbook, a little Bible study book, but I wrote a leader's guide so that now girls already, over this last 2 months now, girls and women all over the world can take the leader's guide and gather their own group of girls and do their own Your Design to Shine workshop in their own community.
It's their pod.
Yeah,
we're
their
talking
pod.
Talking about a dolphin pod. That's great. We don't have much time left, but earlier in our conversation, you talked about a friend named Rosie who committed suicide when you were in high school. Tough situation. But years later, God brought you another person named Rosie. I want you to talk about your walk with her on the beach.
Okay. I had actually been working on finishing up Ocean Star, and I had a manuscript of it on my lap on an airplane from San Francisco down to San Diego. And there was 4 or 5 of us sitting on a Southwest flight, and we were all talking about what I was reading. And so we started talking about my story, and there's grown men, young guy, girl. I mean, men and women of all ages, all of us just kind of sitting on the Southwest flight, blah, 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 the whole time. Well, Rosie was just a younger girl, and she just was teary-eyed as I was sharing how growing up without a mom and some of the kind of more difficult things. And at that point, I was still weaving that whole thread in of growing up without a mother figure, even though that's not all what it's about. It's just a piece of my story. I could tell it was resonating with her. So anyway, I was thinking I wanted to talk to her, but it got kind of busy, and they got off the plane and they were walking off, and I was just so prompted to go talk to her. And I ended up running off the plane after her down the hallway and was going to just see if I can get a conversation with her. And I was actually going to offer to give her the manuscript. I didn't get into all this in Ocean Star. I was going to give her the manuscript, even though it wasn't done or anything. And anyway, I caught up to her and I tapped her on the shoulder and was like, hey, I just wanted to, you know, tell you if you wanted to read this. And she just started crying as soon as I turned around and talked to her. And she's just like, you know, just it all came out of all the emotions when we had been talking. And I was like, well, hey, how about we're just, you know, are you here down here for a while? And she's like, yeah, I'm going to be down in San Diego for a little while. And I was like, well, I'm going to be here too. How about we meet tomorrow down at Poseidon at Del Mar and we just take a walk on the beach? And she was like, that's cool. You know, I'd love that. And it was just one of those things. And I was like, okay, let's just meet there at 12 o'clock. And so she's like, okay. And then I was like, okay, but I didn't get your name. And she's like, Rosie, my name is Rosie. And I was just like, God, you are so amazing to turn everything into full circle. And for me, what that did was that just showed me so much to just always follow that dream. Sorry.
Mm-mm. Don't be sorry for that.
That God, when God gives you a dream, it's so hard and you have to like keep going and you don't know what it's going to look like even when it's in your head. Mm. But I dreamed of beaches full of girls all over the world. And it was just a dream in my head. And when I met Rosie and her name was Rosie, it was just like God was just saying, honey, don't give up, baby. I've given you that dream. Mm. And so now I'm living it. And I mean, I just got an email from a girl this morning in Barbados who's started her own group last week and just sharing me with this, you know, the stories that are going on. So right now it's just really amazing to me how it's landed and girls are really out there and they're shining.
Pretty neat. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Us. What an incredible story. I got tears in my eyes. I think you do, Roger. You're going to have to take a breath. I can see Ben out there. You made guys cry. Anyway, great to be with you. Thank you so much for being with us. It's a great book. It's called Ocean Star. Learn about this.
And you can learn more when you visit our online resource center today at homeward.com, HOMEWORD.com. And Christina DeMari, so grateful to have her in studio with us again today. And if you missed any part of the program, remember we stream audio at homeward.com. You can learn more about everything we've been talking about here on the program. We've got articles and tip sheets on this issue. Go to the articles and media section at homeward.com and just type in issues like body image or suicide, depression, any of these strained relationships. And you can find more information on that at homeward.com. And Jim, what a privilege it was to have this conversation. We hear from so many different listeners who are, you know, dealing with the types of issues that Christina talked about. And so grateful to have her in studio to actually speak into them firsthand with us today.
Really, this is one of the reasons why we actually did this program, because we get so many listeners who are from that kind of a background. And a lot of times, alcoholism and a parent and abuse and a parent kind of go hand in hand. Well, the beauty of this is that Christina's life was restored through her love for God, and she now uses this incredibly difficult experience to help others. It's just what I think to be a wonderful story. And I think one of the big reasons why Homeward is on is to share stories like this.
Right.
I find that sometimes we can get great content. This was great content, but it was also just a very good story. And I think many of our listeners appreciate it when they hear someone else who's been struggling in something and then they got out of it, especially as they got through it, you know, with God's help. Roger.
Well, we always love hearing from listeners who are touched by the program. And Jim, we recently received this email from a listener named Joanne who wrote, "Dear Jim and the Homeward family, I have an 11-year-old daughter, a 17-year-old daughter, and a 22-year-old son. All of them are a challenge to raise in their own unique ways, and that's why I think that your program is a must-listen every day. Thanks for helping me keep my sanity."
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that we got an email on that. The 22-year-old, I thought it was going to be easier. My kids are in their 20s, and I think it's sometimes harder to parent, you know, even those older kids. So it's great to hear that, and I appreciate when people write us. You know, when people write us, when people send in a donation, it really is important to us. We read every email we get. We respond to all the prayer request. I mean, this is an important, important thing for us, and we want to be able to communicate, and I appreciate this fine woman writing us. And if you want to write us, you can write us at homeward.com. In these tough economic times, I would also encourage you that if you were thinking about giving a donation, now is the time. It's really important for Homeward to hear from so many of our listeners.
Absolutely, Jim. Historically, the summer months are not always kind to nonprofit organizations. And this summer in particular, I know the economy is starting to turn around somewhat, but there's still a little bit of confusion. Folks are looking ahead to November 6th, and they're wondering how the election's going to turn out. And we saw this happen 4 years ago when we were going through the same type of thing, and there was a lot of confusion and a lot of concern about how the presidential election was going to impact the economy. Well, we ask you and really just implore you to consider how God would have you help this ministry financially. We are completely nonprofit. We do have an affiliation with Azusa Pacific University, but this actual broadcast is listener supported. We rely on your prayers and your faithful contributions to help cover the cost that we keep as low as possible, cover those costs. And if you can give a gift online today at homeward.com, we appreciate that. Our website is absolutely secure. There's nothing to worry about there at homeward.com. We look forward to hearing from you today. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.